Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And you know, you look at yesterday's game facing one of the better pitchers in the game in Cole Hamels, and you had first and second, nobody out in the first, and the bases loaded, nobody out in the second. Didn't get any runs out of either of those situations. And really, that wound up being the ballgame.
Yeah, it's tough when you don't get, you know, take advantage of the opportunities you have against an elite pitcher. You know, small things end up being playing big in those games. And unfortunately for us, we couldn't scratch anything across. We did a good job of putting pressure on them. We didn't do a great job of executing when we had the opportunity. So, like most good pitchers, he adjusted, settled in, got deep into the game, and you know, we lost another close one.
We've seen this team, and it's been well documented, struggle with runners in scoring position early portion of the year. Do you see guys pressing? Because it almost seems like sometimes these things just kind of snowball when everybody knows a team's struggling to get that big hit, and everybody wants to be that guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of attention that goes into those at-bats, and you know, whether they're coming through or not, they're all prepared to do it. They all want to do it. They all want to be the guy. They all understand. We make it a topic of conversation. There's ultra focus when you get in those situations. But it comes down to execution, and you know, we're trying not to make too big a deal out of it, because then all of a sudden they can lock up on you a little bit and still not come through. So we've got to get good pitches to hit in those situations. We've got to find a way to scratch some runs across. It's a performance game, and you know, these are tests that are starting to pile up on us that have not gone our way.
In the start against Kansas City, saw Doug Fister not be able to get out of the sixth inning. Things just kind of snowballed on him, but last night dealt with base runners in multiple innings and just gave up the two runs over six innings. Really did a nice job of minimizing damage.
He did, and he kept the ball on the ground. You know, I think he had 10 or 11 ground ball outs. He, you know, he really had the one walk and home run that cost him the game. But other than that, he pitched very effectively. His velocity was up a tick. His usage was better. His execution was better. I thought his tempo was better. So I like the adjustments that he's made. And you know, most of the time in this ballpark, when you keep the Rangers to two runs in seven innings, it usually is a good sign. You usually win those games. We were just facing one of the better pitchers in the league.
Ken Giles got off to a rough start in an Astros uniform, but you look at his last two outings, and he's had to deal with a little bit of adversity. He had the error committed behind him in the outing against Detroit. Yesterday had an error committed behind him while I'm loading the bases with nobody out, but we've seen him work his way through those situations.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher, and you know, obviously the numbers are inflated a little bit right now. It's going to take him a while to get down to where he belongs, but you know, his stuff plays, his demeanor is good, his aggressiveness is really good. I keep putting him in against the middle of the order for a reason, and he continues to put up zeros the last few times. And it's, you know, it's not easy when you're trying to, you know, trying to get yourself back right, and you're facing the likes of Fielder and Beltre, or last series it was Cabrera and Martinez. So I like the adjustment he's made. He is one of our better pitchers. He's going to keep getting the ball in important innings.
And, of course, there was the whole who was going to be the closer debate in spring training. And I know one of the benefits to having Giles not as a closer is you can use him in the seventh. You can use him in the eighth. You talk about using him against some of the tougher hitters. A lot easier to do that as a setup man.
Much easier. And he's available and knows going into the game what pocket that I'm going to want him against. And, you know, he's got stuff. And I think it's the best way to use him for now. I think he's going to close some games out. There's going to be times where Luke's not available, or maybe I choose to go to Luke earlier in the game, and I've got – a very, very good, capable backup plan when it comes to Giles. So I understand why the conversation about this continues to rise, but he's a good pitcher and a good bullpen, and he's gonna get big outs.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. Steve Sparks here, and I'm with Preston Tucker. Third game of a series with the Rangers. Hasn't gotten off to maybe the start you'd hope, but good, two good games. Feel like two evenly matched teams, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, we know the Rangers are always going to be tough, especially here in Arlington. We have Dallas on the mound today. So I think we're in good shape right there, and if we can, you know, win this final one and, you know, go home feeling good, and we always play well there, I think we can get on a roll.
What's it going to take offensively for the team to get going? Do you feel like, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the runners in scoring position. It's just going to take a couple of hits by guys for everybody to relax?
Absolutely. You know, things just seem to click like that. When, yeah. You know, when we're losing games, it's easy to see, you know, the guys we leave on base, or, you know, a mistake we, you know, have here and there. But when we're winning games, it just happens to where we get that hit, you know, a ball falls in, or we get a big stop on defense, and that's how we win games. So I think, you know, it's not going to take much for us to turn things around.
talking to Preston Tucker. Preston, you talked to me about all the downtime that you guys have, whether it's spring training, you're in your hotel room a lot during the course of a season. You like to watch Netflix. Tell us a little bit about some of the shows you're watching, including one, and we'll talk about that last, that's produced by one of your ex-teammates, right?
Yes, it's actually on Hulu. I think it's it's an original in there. It's called 11-22-63.
And it's produced by?
Tyler Heineman's mom.
Yes.
No, it's actually, I think it's like a mini series. It was only eight long episodes. It was really good. I just finished it up. Uh-huh. And definitely watch it if you get the chance.
What's it about?
It's about the Kennedy assassination. James Franco, he kind of goes back in time and tries to stop it and try to alter things, and obviously things get all messed up and weird, but it's really cool, and I wouldn't expect it much, but I really got into the show.
And it doesn't surprise you that it was Heineman's mom who produced it, does it?
Not at all. No, he got me a T-shirt for the show and everything. Nice. Wanted me to get a little advertising for it, but yeah, absolutely.
And some of the other stuff you're watching on Netflix.
Everything from How I Met Your Mother to Dexter. I watch. Sherlock, just a big variety of shows just to pass the time.
Yep. All right, last thing. A little different for you. I mean, coming up your whole life, you played every day. A little different coming off the bench or getting some starts sporadically. How have you made that adjustment?
Obviously it's tough, but I just try to prepare the best I can. Yeah. I'm pretty much hot in the fourth or fifth inning trying to figure out when I, get an opportunity to be in there. And, the tough part is, some days you're not going to feel great your first at bat, but that's all you're going to get that day. So you got to try to make the most of it. So I think, I'm just trying to be prepared for every opportunity I can.
How do you slow it down? Because you typically when you don't play very much, everything speeds up. How do you slow your heart rate down?
Just try to mentally prepare for it. I think if I'm prepared from the fifth inning on, once that, and I'm kind of visualizing when I'm going to be at the plate, who I'm going to be facing, in what situation, once it actually happens, I'll be more familiar with it rather than just, being, not expecting and being thrown into a big situation like that.
That's Preston Tucker. Preston, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The Houston Astros.
Swing and a miss! Mike Fiers has done it! A no-hitter!
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered! Left field! See ya!
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wild Card game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.